Tanya for the 10th of Elul, for Yud Elul, is in Igeres HaKedesh Simen Yud Beis, Igeres HaKedesh 12, where the Alter Rebbe is explaining the difference between Maisa HaTzedakah and Avedas HaTzedakah. Maisa HaTzedakah refers to that kindness and that generosity that comes from the nature of the Jewish soul. It is called Maisa HaTzedakah because Maisa describes that which is already done and that which goes on constantly. And the kindness that is the natural inborn kindness of every Jew is already there. It's already done in the neshama. And the kindness of the neshama is recreated constantly, so it's a constant ongoing thing as well. That's called Maisa HaTzedakah. The tzedakah that comes from the nature of the Jewish soul. Avedas HaTzedakah is that which comes through effort against the nature, to give tzedakah beyond the nature. Zeh shekosa v'hoya Maisa HaTzedakah, and this is what is written, that the Maisa HaTzedakah will bring peace. Shegam HaTzedakah hanikra b'shem Maisa v'le b'shem Avedah, that even the tzedakah that is called Maisa HaTzedakah and not Aveda HaTzedakah, the tzedakah that comes from the nature of the soul, not even the one that comes from beyond the nature, Af Al Pi Kein, even this lower level of tzedakah, from the arousal below, the initiative below, where the person acts out of tzedakah, it causes God to respond with tzedakah, it arouses above the kindness of God that he should be revealed with a great light and an intense giving. As he explained earlier in the name of Reb Levi Yitzchak, the Rebbe's father, that Ha'orah Rabbah refers to the Eir HaSeiviv, the transcending light, and there the appropriate term is Rabba, it's a great light, and Hashpoa Atzuma is an intense giving. This is the inner giving, the Mamalik Olamim, where the appropriate term there is intensity rather than greatness. The Nais is Shalom B'mreimov, and as a result it brings peace above in the attributes, the Gambe Pamal Yeshalmato, and also in the lower worlds. It brings peace, a combination of Chesed and Gvura that result in compassion. In Rachmanus, Rakshav Eilam Hazah Hashofol, Le Yizgala Hasholim Vahabidur Upirud Harame Hatev, only here in this lowly world where things are concealed, the godliness is not revealed, the peace is not revealed, and the extraction of the goodness from the evil, where the evil falls away, is also not revealed, ad eis kates, until the end of days, when everything will be revealed. But v'lei bizman ha-golus, kenal, but not during the time of golus, as mentioned earlier, when things are still in its concealed state. Zak ba'elam kotten hu ha'odom, however, in the person, in the microcosm, b'chol eis mitzei zutvilo, on every occasion when God is more accessible, which is during davening, as he said before, that a person can experience this godliness through davening, during davening, through giving tzedakah before the davening, the maisa ha-tzedakah enables the person to rise to that level so that he can see the inwardness of God, Ech Zeponecha, through the tzedakah. Ach, Acha Tvila, Yuchali, Yesarache, Zevenir, Bekao, Ulesarif, Betev. So during the davening, the godliness is revealed, and the goodness separates from the evil, and the evil falls away, but after the davening, the evil can return, can reawaken, and again, be mixed in with the good. Kashi yishalich b'cheshkas elam hazeh, when he goes out into the world, into worldly things, and into the darkness of worldly things. So that's the level of Maisa HaTzedakah. It arouses a compassion, and it brings peace above and below, but that peace may not be revealed. And even if it's revealed to him during the davening, after the davening it goes away, and the evil returns. But the higher level tzedakah, the one that is called Avodas HaTzedakah, name Ashiyikra v'Gadla. My loss of the Me'ed. The glory and the greatness of it is so much greater. In that he is putting aside his nature and his will and submitting to God's will, and this subdues the unholiness. And that causes a great revelation of godliness, as we learned earlier in Tanya. The light is greater because it is a light that comes from darkness, from the rejection and the subduing of the nature, of the will, that of the person's individual, private will, submitting to God's will, kaneda, as is known, that the light is greater when it comes after darkness. Ilozeis, and as a result of this, ein haza yoholies eit cheze v'nir b'kalus kol kach me'elav. The result is that in this case, in this form of tzedakah, the evil does not so easily reassert itself and reawaken to again mix, to again be mixed in with the good. It wouldn't happen by itself unless the person draws onto himself, God forbid, by his own free will, the evil and awakens it himself. In other words, he agitates his Yetzer Hara. And that's why in the pasuk says, Avodas HaTzedakah brings Hashked Vavetach, a quietness, a stillness, and a security forever, which could not be said about the tzedakah that is Maisa HaTzedakah, because there it doesn't last forever. Hashket v'melozhen sheket of shmodov. Hashket means to rest, to dwell, or to sit on top of. Dahainu shahashmodim nifrodim v'gamim in hayayin. It's like the pieces in the wine that get separated from the wine itself. The neflum l'mata l'gamri, and they sink to the bottom and stay there. The hayayin l'mayla, and the wine that is above the pieces is zach v'tzol b'tachus, is completely pure and clear. Yalderech zehu b'avedes hatzdokah. The same is true with Avodas HaTzedakah. Hashmodim ein b'chinas tadru v'isrash benafshik. The shmodim, the pieces of the, like in the wine, here represents the mixture of evil within the nefesh. So it is nevadiv and nifrad ma'at ma'at. It gets separated little by little from the good, achaneif alamata lamakede v'sharshay, until it falls to the bottom. And why does something fall to the bottom? Why does the heavier substance fall to the bottom? Because it is drawn to its source. And in the same way, the evil falls because it is drawn to its source. And that's why, concerning sins, we find the expression, the sins will sink to the bottom of the sea. And so the benefit of the Avodas HaTzedakah is that its effect is more permanent. It separates the goodness out of the evil, so that the evil sinks to the bottom, falls away, and then the person is free to experience this greater light and more intense giving that comes as a result of the tzedakah. In the Hayem Yom, for the 10th of Elul, the Rebbe writes that G'dayle Ziknei Chassidei Rabbeinu HaZakein, the great elderly Chassidim, elder Chassidim, of the Alter Rebbe, Hayu Emrim used to say, Ashe Yechidus Pirushe, that the meaning of Yechidus is Kloz, Abgestelt, Vereinzigt. That the word Yechidus has three meanings. It means clear, designated, and united. Moker Gimel Perushim Elu, V'Divrei Rizal. The source for these three meanings and translations of Yechidus comes from the Gemara. In Shkolim Perek Vav Mem Beis, in Yevam Esamach Beis, Amad Aleph, and Bereshis Rabba Perek Chof. Zeise Meres, this means to say, Ki Inyan HaYechidus, Hu Levarer Es Matzovei, the idea of Yechidus is to clarify, the first meaning is clear, to clarify exactly where one stands, Hu Lekveya Eifan Avidose Besur Mirah, and the second meaning, to designate, means that in Yechidus, you designate, you establish a form of Aveda for the individual in which he can avoid the evil and acquire good character. And the third meaning is to become united, to join, to become united with the Rebbe and give himself completely to the Rebbe, Ibergeben sich mit alle Rezenes, to devote oneself with giving away all his desires.